Good morning. This meeting is being recorded. It's 8:30 a.m. on December 12th, 2023. Dr. King, after you call the meeting to order, we'll do a roll call of the board members and staff and a reading of the board's mission statement.
Thank you, Judy. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the regular session meeting for December 12th, 2023 for the Arizona PT Board.
Fantastic. Dr. King.
Here.
Dr. Bastillo.
Here.
Mr. Leone.
Here.
Mr. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Barton. Ms. Crowley.
Here.
Ms. Richardson.
Present.
Ms. Sinish.
Here.
And my name is Judy Chepius. Let the record show that at the beginning of this meeting, Mr. Barton is absent. Dr. King, the meeting is yours.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask Giovanni to read our mission statement, please.
All right. The mission of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy is to protect the public from the incompetent, unprofessional, and unlawful practice of physical therapy. The Arizona Physical Therapy Practice Act establishes the standards for the practice of physical therapy, continuing competence and testing, and defines the scope and limitations of practice. The board licenses and certifies qualified applicants as physical therapists and physical therapist assistants, and receives, investigates, and adjudicates complaints against licensees and certificate holders.
Thank you. All right, so then that takes us to agenda item 3, which is minutes for review consideration for action. First three up, 3A of September 29th, 2023, regular session. Does anyone have any edits or concerns? Okay, hearing none, I move that we approve the regular session meeting minutes from September 29th, 2023.
Second.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the September 29th, 2023 regular session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
And Mr. Barton is still absent. That motion passes.
Thank you. Next up is the executive session meeting A, September 29th, 2023. Are there any changes or edits that needed to be made? All right, hearing none, I move that we approve the September 29th executive session meetings for executive session A.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the September 29th, 2023 executive session A minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you. 3C are the regular session meeting minutes from October 31st, 2023.
Dr. King, Mr. Leone was absent from this meeting, so there's a possibility we might have a quorum vote with Mr. Barton gone.
All right, then let's come back to these.
Okay.
When Mr. Barton joins, we'll come back.
That will be 3C and 3D.
3C and 3D. How about 3E, December 1st special session?
Don't do it.
Okay. Hearing none, I move that we approve the December 1st, 2023 special session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the December 1st, 2023 special session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo? Dr. Bastillo?
I think she froze.
Dr. Bastillo, if you can hear us, you're frozen.
It's a very dignified freeze.
It is. It is. When I freeze, it's usually with my mouth open or one eye closed or something. Okay, Dr. Bastillo has exited for a moment. Give her a moment to come back. There she is. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Was that your vote?
We're voting on the December 1st special.
I abstain.
Okay.
Okay.
Then do we have quorum?
No, we do not.
Okay, so it's the same. We'll come back to C, D, and E.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. All right, we will move then into agenda 4, applications for license certificate, specifically 4C, review consideration and possible action regarding education equivalence, option to license a required supervised clinical practice for non-U.S. accredited graduates. We have Melissa Warren. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to give us an update, Monica or Judy, on Melissa's
Yes. Ms. Warren is a foreign educated physical therapist who graduated from a program that's not U.S. accredited by the Commission on Accreditation of Physical Therapy Education, CAPTE. Ms. Warren's foreign education was found to be substantially equivalent through credentialing evaluation, and the board is requested to review that credential evaluation in light of the requirements in ARS 32-2022-E3 and AAC R-424-203-A and R-424-101-12. The question before you is whether Ms. Warren's education is considered substantially equivalent as the credentialing found, and whether you would mark her eligible to sit for the exams, the NPTE and the AZ Law Jurisprudence exam, as well as whether or not you would determine a need for a supervised clinical practice period.
Thanks. Does anyone have any thoughts or preferences for her?
I would move to approve her application for the NPTE and the jurisprudence exam, as well as a supervised clinical practice period.
Second.
Any discussion necessary?
Any discussion?
Do we need to specify how long the practice period goes, or is there a standard that we typically will go with?
There's a maximum, but it's typically 500 hours, so it doesn't hurt to state that.
Okay.
Okay. So I would add that in then for 500 hours for the clinical practice period.
Yeah, second that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, would agree. This is what we typically do for people in Melissa's situation. So,
Okay. Are you ready for the question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve Melissa Warren's education as substantially equivalent to allow her to sit for the NPTE and AZ Law Jurisprudence exam and require a supervised clinical practice period of 500 hours. Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you. Good luck, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right. We are now then at the consent agenda, agenda item number 5. It looks like there is only one item on the consent agenda. Does anyone have any concerns, would like to speak specifically to 5B?
No, I would move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All right, we're ready to vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda items consisting of agenda item 5B. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Great, thank you. Our next agenda item we have scheduled for 9 o'clock and it is 8:40. So we're gonna move around a little bit if that's okay with the board members. I think I'd like to propose that we move to agenda item 11C, case 2351. Is that okay with everyone? Mm-hmm. Okay, so 11C 2351, Lucy UPT. Is Judy, or is it you or Mindy presenting?
It would be Judy. I don't currently see Ms. Yu or her counsel on the call.
Should we wait for Ms. Yu and Sarah?
I'm trying to see if they responded to the invitation. I did not get a response from either.
Okay.
About this meeting, so I think we're able to proceed. With me just 1 second while I pull it up.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so at its October 31st meeting, the board directed staff to pursue a consent agreement with Ms. Yu in lieu of holding an informal hearing. Ms. Yu was provided a consent agreement and subsequently agreed and affixed her signature. Her signed consent agreement was provided for board review to determine if it met requirements and whether or not the board would accept that consent agreement.
Thank you. Did everyone have a chance to review the consent agreement? Okay. Any concerns around any parts missing or capturing the direction to staff?
Okay. Mr. Greer, I'd move to accept the consent agreement, approve the I'd move to accept the signed consent agreement.
Second. Thanks, Josh. Any discussion?
I feel it captures what we were looking for. So yes, I'm in agreement.
Yes, me too. Well done, staff. Okay, no further discussion. Then Judy, would you call the vote, please?
It's been moved and seconded to accept the signed consent agreement in case 2351, Lucy UPT, Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you. All right, board members, if you're okay, we'll move then back over to 9K. 2388.
This would be my case. The board was informed by, this is David E. Castillo. The board was informed by Mr. Castillo on 12/4/23 that he'd been charged, but he provided no details in that notification. Subsequently, his attorney, Mike Shaw, informed the board that Mr. Castillo had been indicted for sexual abuse, which was a class 5 felony, on or about 12/8/23. Mr. Castillo, in conference with his attorney, has agreed to sign an interim consent agreement to not practice physical therapy pending the outcome of the criminal matter, and we have placed that signed copy of the consent agreement in your materials for your review.
I have a question, Mindy. Does that include, because I know he owns his own practice, does that include supervising PTAs? If a PTA should need help?
I think the definition of physical therapy would include his supervising of support personnel.
Okay. I would just want to make sure that that's real clear. Okay. other than that, I thought the details were good. And then the next steps will be then he comes back to the board once everything, all the legal actions have been adjudicated and we review at that point. Okay.
Yeah, he would have to, Mr. Harris, correct me if I'm wrong, but he would have to come back to the board to be reinstated. Oh. You're on mute.
Sorry, I'll get the hang of it. Mindy, that's correct. And Madam Chair, members of the board, the way the ICA is drafted, at any time you can unilaterally review this matter as well.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions regarding this particular ICA? All right. I move that we approve the interim consent agreement that's signed for case 2388, David Castillo PT.
Second.
Any discussion?
For the board record, can we find out if Mr. Castillo or his counsel, Mr. Shaw, are in attendance?
Yes, I didn't see them on the list, but Mr. Castillo, are you or counsel for Mr. Castillo on the call? Oh, he's under Sharon Young.
Okay.
Okay. We have a motion and a second, but does board members, do you have any questions for Mr. Castillo? We do have him on the call. Okay. Thank you for being here, Mr. Castillo. I think we'll go ahead and take the vote. Does anyone have, if any, there's no other discussion, and we have a motion and a second to approve.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the signed interim consent agreement in case 2388 for David Castillo PT. Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Castillo. The staff will be in touch with you. Okay, he says he's communicating through chat. He says thank you. All right. What are your thoughts, board members, on? We have 12 minutes until the first informal hearing.
I might suggest.
Can we do 11B?
11B. Yeah. Is that okay, Judy? And
I believe so.
11B. Yes.
I don't know if Ms. Luther is on the call.
Ms. Luther, are you on the call? Okay. I don't see her.
I do believe the complainant is, though. I think I saw her.
Okay. And the complainant is on the call?
Yes, Ms. Robinson.
Okay. Thank you. Mindy, do you want to give us a background on
of course.
Thanks.
This is case 2373. This is determining compliance with her ICA. The complaint alleged originally that Ms. Luther abandoned her patients on August 23rd when she abruptly stopped working without advance notice. She confirmed via email that the allegation outlined in the complaint was true. Multiple attempts were made to obtain additional detail from her, but we were unsuccessful in obtaining more information. On September 8th, she did respond via email that she had received the notice of the case opening of the initial review that you completed. She provided no additional detail in that response. She was not present at the initial review of the matter when you reviewed it at October, your October 31st meeting. The board voted to issue Ms. Luther an interim consent agreement for her to agree not to practice physical therapy and undergo a fitness for duty evaluation within 45 days of the executed agreement. The ICA was fully executed on October 16th of 23. The qualified evaluator was approved by board staff on November 2nd. The evaluation for fitness for duty was scheduled on November 6th. Board staff were notified by the evaluator on November 6th that Ms. Luther had canceled her appointment for the evaluation and had not rescheduled. And as far as we know, she has not rescheduled any further evaluation appointments. Ms. Luther was then informed that failing to comply with the ICA would be reviewed by the board at today's meeting. The deadline to comply with the ICA, which is the 45 days from the final signature, was 11:30 of 23, so we're past that date. The work status of Ms. Luther has not been recently confirmed and is therefore unknown. She was cited in the investigative report for ARS 32-2044, engaging the performance of substandard care by physical therapist, ARS 32-2044-8, practicing as a physical therapist or working as a physical therapist assistant when physical or mental abilities are impaired by disease or trauma, by the use of controlled substances or other habit-forming drugs, chemicals, or alcohol, or by other means. And recently, we added ARS 32-2044-1, violating this chapter, board rules or written board order. The matter is for your review.
Thank you.
Dr. King, I would propose that we move this to a formal hearing.
Yes, I agree with you. I have one question around that. Well, let's vote on, okay, so I have a second. I second that motion, and then we can discuss. So the motion is to move to a formal hearing. It's been seconded. Quick question. We don't know if she's practicing. I don't know if we can limit practice until the formal hearing or what we can do around that goes, but we don't know what she's doing right now.
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the board, I don't know if Mindy has an update on the status of her practice, but you're right. All we can do is fast track this to a formal hearing.
Okay.
No, she hasn't responded to really any inquiries that we've made.
Yeah. My only question, Mindy, is the investigation complete or is it incomplete because of her failure to cooperate?
I would say it's complete because the evidence that was produced by the employer, so the employer had completed a pretty exhaustive investigation and they provided a summary of that. Mm-hmm. And she confirmed that she, and the only response I got from her early on was that she said that it was true. So okay. I do believe we have a complete investigation.
Perfect. So then, and just to be clear, the motion did include her failure to comply with a board order. Is that correct, Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Correct. One other question, just for my own knowledge of it. Is it possible to summarily suspend her license and then, like for now, and then move to a formal hearing, or we just have to wait and hope she's not treating?
What we can do is attempt to find out what the status of her employment is, and then we can certainly staff it and schedule a special board meeting to consider summarily suspending. But I think the way that the timing will play out, it'll be pretty close to the same.
Okay.
But we will certainly expedite this matter.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for answering my questions. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or discussion on the motion?
And I will continue to attempt to try and elicit a response from her about her work status.
And Ms. Robinson, we appreciate you being on the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Then if there's no further discussion, I think we're ready to call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to move case 2373, Jennifer Luther, PT, to a formal hearing. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, and then I don't think we can do 11A. Let's see. Judy, do you want to?
Dr. Cube, what about 9G?
9D.
G. G as in.
E as in elephant?
No, G as in.
Goodman.
Giblet. Giblet.
Goodman. Okay. Mindy, do you think we should get 9G? Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Greer. Okay, we're going to move then back to 9G, case 2348, Paul Goodman, PTA. Now, this is an initial review, and I do need to read the script. Okay. Is Mr. Goodman on the call?
I believe I saw him earlier.
Mr. Goodman's on the call. This is Jay Rademacher. I do represent him.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for being on the call. All right.
So, I don't believe, Mr. Rademacher, do I have a letter of representation from you?
No, we were just retained.
Okay, so I don't know, Mr. Harris. I don't have a letter of representation, so I don't know what that means for today's
meeting. Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the board, Mindy. Jay, if you wouldn't mind, I mean, just your appearance today stating your record of counsel, but if you wouldn't mind after the meeting sending written confirmation to the board so that they have it for their files.
Yes, absolutely. We were just retained, so it's getting processed. It should be sent out today.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
And I don't believe the patient that filed the complaint, SM. I believe she told me she was not going to be on the call, but SM, are you present?
Yeah, let's ask. I see an SK, but I don't see an SM on the.
Yeah, I believe she told me that she wasn't going to be able to make the meeting.
Okay, so Mr. Goodman's on, his representative is on, and patient SM is not on.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to read this is an initial review, and I like to, we kind of have some instructions on like how these go, and I may have to read it again later, because some may not be on there, but this is the time and place scheduled for the board's initial review of complaints. There are actually 10 initial reviews for the board to consider today, and the matters will be heard by the board pursuant of its authority in ARS 32-2045. For everyone's benefit, I'm just going to read a brief summary of how the board conducts initial reviews. The summary applies to all the cases. First, I'll begin with introductions of the board members. I'm Dr. King, and I'm a professional member and the board's president. Board members, can you introduce yourselves, please?
Karen Bustillo, board vice president, professional member.
Giovanni Leone, professional member, board secretary.
Joshua Greer, public member.
Great, thank you. For those participating in the initial review, please be aware that we have read all of the materials submitted, and if at any time it's necessary to refer to a patient, please only use initials. In each case, the board will first hear a brief summary of the investigative report. Once the staff has completed reading that summary, the board will ask the complainant if they wish to address the board, and the board will also ask the professional if they would like to address the board. Your counsel can address the board, but please know that all questions will be directed to the licensee or certificate holder versus counsel. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask that those speaking not take time to repeat information that the board has already received. You will be given the same amount of time to address the board that it took to present the investigative report, which is around 5 minutes or so. Please keep in mind that this is not the time for the complainant to address the professional or the professional to address the complainant. The board has a civility policy that prohibits the use of any type of disruptive conduct. Those violating that policy will be given an opportunity to modify their behavior. And if not modified, they'll be removed from the meeting. Once the board concludes its discussion with the parties, it will move into deliberations. Once the parties are free to stay at that point and listen, but we ask that you respect our time and discussing the case and not interrupt the process. The board's options include, but are not limited to, dismissing the complaint, taking a non-disciplinary action, such as issuing an advisory letter or ordering continuing education, offering a professional the professional consent agreement, requesting the professional participate in an informal hearing, or remanding the matter to a formal hearing. Before we call the first case, I just want to remind everyone that the initial reviews are audio recorded. So please speak loudly and clearly. All right, so we have 2348, initial review, Paul Goodman, PTA. Mindy, you want to give us an update?
Yes. Patient SM alleged that Mr. Goodman created undue pain when he forcibly bent her finger during treatment on May 22nd of 2023. She also alleged that Mr. Goodman was unsympathetic to her increased pain during the treatment. Mr. Goodman was provided an opportunity to receive a copy of the draft and investigative report, but did not request it. The potential violations cited in the investigative report include ARS 3044-5, engaging in the performance of substandard care by a physical therapist assistant, including exceeding the authority to perform tasks selected and delegated by the supervising licensee, regardless of whether actual injury to the patient is established. This case is for your review.
Thank you. Mr. Goodman, would you like to make a statement to the board?
I will on his behalf. We accept the board's, we're asking the board to accept the recommendation that there was nothing that corroborated this and that this matter should just be dismissed.
Thank you. Board members, do you have questions for Mr. Goodman? I have one. Mr. Goodman, would you please just talk us through what happened with patient SM on the date of the complaint? Mr. Rademacher, is he speaking? I can't hear him if he is.
I can't. I see he's on the call. It's my understanding he was on the call.
I see his name on the call.
Mr. Goodman, if you're speaking, it appears as though you may be muted.
Dr. King, while we're waiting to Mr. Goodman, I tend to agree with the recommendation and the reason I selected this one for potential addressing prior to 9 o'clock is I think we could probably dismiss this case. I respect your right to have your question answered, but that's where I'm thinking on this one.
Is that your motion, Josh?
I don't want to step on your toes. If you want your question answered, we can wait. But if you're thinking what I'm thinking, then I would just say let me make my motion and we can see if that one passes.
I am thinking what you're thinking. I always like to give a professional the opportunity to speak if they're on the call and they want to, but it says his mic is not working. He just chatted us.
Well, I'll move to dismiss this case and see where that gets us.
Thanks.
Second.
You're muted, Karen.
Sorry, I'd like to second that and would agree with dismissing the case.
All right, we have a motion and a second to dismiss this case. Any further discussion?
I'm assuming Mr. Rademacher doesn't care that we're not hearing from his client.
Not one bit, sir.
Okay,
we're ready to vote.
It's been moved and seconded to dismiss case 2348, Paul Goodman, PTA. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you. Good luck, Mr. Goodman. Okay, it is 9:04. Judy, do you want to stop recording and restart? So we move into initial informal hearings?
Yes, let's do that.